We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Breaking in the New Year!
Will be here soon for the Women's Guild meeting with Mrs. Eccles and Mrs. Billington. I'm nowhere near ready. Go in the front room and talk to your granddad. He's trying to light a fire before the ladies arrive. And Mr. Whittle's with him, so don't you start any trouble there. Do you hear me?
Come on, kitten, Jeff. You should see yourself down on your hands and knees, puffing and blowing. Reminds me of that night in the boozer when you dropped the apron in the sawdust.
Oh, aren't you the funny one, Whittle? Come on, get burning, will you?
Hey, are you going to do all that blowing? Why don't you get your bagpipes out and give us a tune at the same time? Although, if you ask me, I think you're only short of wind.
Well, that's something that'll never happen to you.
Hi there, Jim.
Hey, Grandad, what are you doing down there on your hands and knees?
Waiting to give you a piggyback. What does it look like I'm doing?
Don't be like that, Grandad. I thought Scotsmen were always happy at New Year.
But that's right, Josh. After all, this is your big night of the year. And I what you Scottish geezers call it, mahogany.
It's hogmanay. Oh, if you two comedians will excuse me, I'll go and wash my hands.
Poor old Grandad. Has somebody offended him?
Still, he'll be all right tonight when they let the new year in.
Oh, yes, sir. He was talking this morning about the way they do it in Scotland.
Oh, you mean the old first footing? You know, I did a bit of first footing myself when I was road building in the Highlands.
Here we go again. The Travels of Wackawittle, Part 15. Through darkest Glasgow with pit and trouble.
I'll turn it up, Jim. No, but they had a funny way of doing it there. To let the new year in, you had to be dark. You were no good if you had fur her. See?
For what?
Fur her.
Oh, your hair had to be fur.
Yes, that's right. You see, at the stroke of midnight, you walked up to the Crofter's cottage, thumped on his door with a lump of coal, and then they let you in. You wished everybody good luck, had a drink, a piece of cake, and half a dollar.
Did you say you got half a crown just for letting the new year in?
Oh, Jim, you see, they've got to pay you if they want the good luck to work. Why?
I was just thinking. I could let the new year in at Mr. Craythorpe's and Mr. Higginbottom, and I'll ask Beaky Billington and Fatty Eccles when they call this afternoon. Then there's your house, and ours.
According to the custom, you don't let the new year in at your own house. It's got to be done by somebody from outside.
Oh, I see. Right, Mr. Whistle, you can let ours in.
Oh, thank very much. I feel very highly honoured.
And I'll see you get the biggest piece of cake and the biggest glass of beer we've got.
Oh, well, thanks, Jim. And when do I give you the half dollar they give me?
As soon as nobody's looking, now I must get to work on my other victims. Jimmy!
Here's at the front door, will you?
Right, ma'am. We'll be a minute, Mr. Whittle.
Okay, Jim.
Who wants to be a millionaire? angels.
Hello there,
Dave. Hello, Mr. Victim. Claythorpe. Come in.
Thank you, Dave. I suppose your mother told you some of the ladies were coming round.
Yes, you're the first.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking about first putting, letting the new year in tonight.
Oh, it's you, Theodore. I'm afraid I'm not ready yet. I was held up with the dinner. Oh, now, before I forget, Theodore, about tonight.
Oh, yes. Jen's just mentioned letting New Year in.
Oh, well, I hope you'll be doing it for us as usual.
Oh, well, of course. I shall be delighted.
Oh, heck.
Good. Now, I really must get myself organized. I'm just going upstairs to change.
Is there anything I can do to help?
Oh, do forgive me.
Not at all, dear.
Oh, James, did you hear what I just said then?
Yes, you didn't just put your first foot in it. Mr. Claythorpe, do you really want to let the new year in for us?
Oh, of course. Nothing will give me greater pleasure. Why do you ask?
Well, I heard that if somebody from the family let us in, it might bring bad luck.
But, James, I'm not a member of your household.
Well, my granddad says you spend so much time in this house, you should be paying half the rent.
Oh, he said that, did he?
Oh, I'm sure he didn't mean any harm. Look, you can come back with me after midnight for Mum's party.
Your mother never mentioned a party.
Oh, I haven't told her. It's a surprise. I'm keeping it a secret from her.
But I thought I'd be here anyway for the first booking.
Yes, well, you see, Grandad's got a Scott friend coming round. He might be doing it.
Jim, I'm just going back next door. Tell your Grandad I'll see him later. Oh, hello, Theo. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Same to you, Mr. Mitchell.
Well, I'll see you tonight, Jim, when we let the New Year in for you.
Oh, heck. Yes, Mr. Whittle.
James, don't tell me he's your grandfather's Scottish friend.
That's right, sir. Whacker Mac Whittle, the Laird of Beetle.
Jimmy, take this plate of cakes into the front room for the ladies, will you please?
Right, Mum. I'd better be careful when I go in. I might trip over Beetle's scooter and land on Fatty's big drum.
Well, I must say, Mrs. Billington, fancy your husband being called away on business, New Year's Eve and all.
Oh, it couldn't be helped, Lavinia. And he'll be back tomorrow, all being well.
Excuse me, Mrs. Billington, would you like a packet of cake?
What was that, boy?
I thought you might be a bit peckish. Try that side of the plate, it's budgie seat. A seat cake.
Not just now, boy.
I wouldn't mind one of those cakes, Jimmy. Oh, well, have an Eccles, Mrs. Cake. An Eccles cake, Mrs. Fatty. Try one of them.
All right, just one, thanks. I mustn't have any more before tea time, because tonight I'm having a big spread.
You always have, when I've been round to your house, that reminds me, have you got anybody to let your new year in?
No. Mr. Billington usually calls round, but he's away, isn't he, Mrs. Billington?
That is correct.
I'll bet if I was to let the new year in for you, I'd bring you a lot of luck.
Oh, well, I wouldn't say no to that.
I'll let your new year in, just like they do in Scotland, and, afterwards, you could come back to me mum's party.
Oh, you're having a party?
Yes, but don't let on I've told you. Surprise for her. You could come as well, Mrs. Billington. After all, you are on your own in the next house.
Oh, I don't really think I should.
Oh, go on. Jimmy could let the new year in for both of us, and then we could come back here and enjoy ourselves.
Oh, well, all right then. I am alone, and I don't have to get up early.
Good. Well, excuse me, Mrs. Billington. I've just seen our Susan's boyfriend through the window. Would you like to take this plate off me and lay the table?
Very well. Off you go, then.
And we won't say a word to your mother, Jimmy. Thank you. You're a good little lad. Oh, the things I do for money.
Are the ladies quite happy in there, Jimmy?
Yes, Mum. I think Alfie's just come in. I want a word with him.
Oh, well, Susan's upstairs having a wash. Let him in. I'll go and join the guests.
Right. I'm getting them all organized for midnight. Now, all I need is a mug to supply the transport. And here he is.
Hello, Jimmy. Can I come in?
No, I'm coming out.
What for?
Because little sisters have big ears.
Hey, what are you up to?
Nothing. You don't mind giving me a ride on your pillion, do you?
Yeah, oh, well, if that's all you want, come on. I'll take you around round block.
Oh, not now. Tonight. At midnight.
You what? That is me. Wait a minute. I've got a nasty feeling I'm being lumbered for something I'll regret.
Look, about this ride I mentioned, you've got it all wrong. Now, you know Fatty Eccles?
Yeah, wait a minute. She's not riding my pillion. She'll buckle me big end.
Will you let me finish? Look, Fatty Eccles, Vicky Billington and Mr. Craythorpe have all said they'd like you to call at midnight for a drink.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that's nice of them.
But because you don't know the way, I've offered to give up some of my pleasure and come with you.
Ah, oh, well, that's different then. You said Mrs. Eccles, Mrs. Billington and Mr. Craythorpe want me to call.
Yes, and I think Mr. Higginbottom as well. But just in case I've got the message wrong, we'll go and see the old dragon now and check on it, eh?
Yeah, well, all right, but what's it all about?
I'll tell you on the way, but when we get there, don't ask any questions. I'll do all the talking.
Well, you'll have to. How can I talk when I don't know what I'm talking about?
I don't know, but you've been doing it for years.
I don't know what you two are blabbering about, but seeing as it's New Year's Eve, you'd better have a piece of cake and something to drink. Go in the front room.
Thanks, Mr. Higginbottom.
Wipe your feet first.
Well, we can't stop, really, because Susan will get cross if I keep her waiting, so I don't want to eat your cake and upset myself. Yeah, upset Susan, I mean. Yeah, anyway, Jimmy only wants to ask if he can let in your...
Sorry, Alfie. Did I wipe my feet on your ankle?
All right, all right. Cut out the funny games. Now, there's a drop of lemonade you can have, Clitheroe. What about you, Alfie? You have a drop of whiskey?
Oh, I don't drink whiskey.
Well, sherry, a port.
No, thanks.
A bottle of beer?
Well, I never cook beer.
Try him with a lollipop.
Yeah, I'll have lemonade.
Lemonade? Okay, lemonade it is. Have you signed the pledge, then?
I want to be a cowboy on television, like John Brewster. Have you seen him? He crashes through the swing doors, shoots the gun out of the outlaw's hand, picks him up and throws him over the piano, bangs on the bar and says, I need a drink. I've been in the saddle for 2 days. Pour me a slug of sarsaparilla.
I know him. He's tenderfoot.
He was tenderfoot, but after 2 days in the saddle, he changed his mind.
Here's your lemonade. I'll cut you a piece of cake each. But watch the crumbs on the carpet.
Well, cheerio, Mr. Higginbottom. I won't say Happy New Year now, because I'll say it when you come to our house after midnight.
Yeah, that's right. Your grandfather asked me to call for a drink.
Because I've come round to invite you to a party. You're coming?
Eh? Well, that's half your job done, Jim. All you've got to do now is ask Mr. Higginbottom if you can come round here.
Have some more cake, Alfie. Lovely cake, Mr. Higginbottom.
Aye, aye. Wife's brother gave it us. And a bottle of whiskey. He won them.
Oh, he's just become a father, hasn't he?
Yes. Ah, it's been a very lucky Christmas for him. He won a crate of whiskey in the club draw, a Christmas hamper in the church sweep, and on Friday they got a baby.
Where did he win that? At the bingo?
Right. That's a good night. Bingo.
Now's the time while he's laughing. Mr. Higginbottom, seeing as you're coming to our house tonight, I wondered if you'd like me to be your first foot, you know. Let the new year in for you.
Oh, no thanks, son, no. I usually do it myself, but this year we'll let another do it.
Oh, that's no good. You're not supposed to have one of the family doing it, are you, Alfie?
No. Jimmy was telling me, see, if somebody in the family does it, that's unlucky.
Sure, he can't do it.
No, because he's your son and that's his bad luck. I mean, you're bad luck.
What?
No, it's hard luck on you. Hard luck on you and Ozzy.
Now, listen here.
He means it's better luck to let a friend do it for you, so I'll do it, because I'm the only friend you've got, the only one who's offered, I mean. Alfie, you've got me doing it now.
Aye, and I'll start doing it in a minute. Doing you both.
Now, Mr. Higginbottom, it's New Year's Eve.
Well, get out. Well, I'll first put the pair of you over the fence.
I think we better go, Jim.
Alfie, why does old Susan bother with you when she could have a man?
Well, she likes you. You what? Hey, what am I then?
Don't tempt me. Let Mr. Whittling, Grandad.
Wait a minute, three nooks.
There he is now.
Well, I'll wait and let him in.
Well, Susan, it's next year now. I mean, we're a year older than we were a minute ago. No, I don't. No, we're not. The year's a year older than it was a minute
ago. Alfie, why don't you hold your breath for a couple of days?
Come on in, Harry, and I hope you bring good fortune with you. I hope so, Pete. A happy and prosperous new year to you and yours. Or as you told me they say in Scotland, a happy hog bumpy.
Aye, well, in you go, Harry.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Well, happy new year, everyone.
Happy new year.
Happy new year,
Harry.
Happy new year,
ma'am.
Oh, happy new year, son.
Happy new year, son.
Go on, Alfie, kiss Susan. Watch everybody while he gives her a smasher.
Don't try to embarrass him, funny boy.
Through him, I'll see all the human suction pump.
All right, Jimmy, that's enough.
Well, but you should have seen him under the mistletoe, ma'am. He was kissing like two film stars. Olive oil and Popeye.
No, Jimmy, no. Let's have no more leg pulling. Well, I'll pour out the drinks, Pat. And you first, Harry. I know you'll have a wee drop of scotch.
It's not very much, Pete. I must admit, I'm partial to a drop of the spirit they make in the Hebrides.
My dad likes whiskey. He says the Scotch know how to drink like men, even if they dress like women. I mean, wear skirts. Do what you
feel. What did you say?
Alfie, don't tell him unless you want to see the Loch Ness Monster in action.
All right. Well, just let's forget it.
Well, come on, Mr. Whittle. I'd better go and let your first foot in.
Just a minute, Jimmy. Mr. Whittle hasn't finished his drink yet.
But we've got three more to do after his house. You'd better get your bike warmed up, Alfie.
Yeah, I told you.
I thought I'd pass. I'll come straight back. We'll just give me Al's dad a tot of rum and a saucer of milk for the tomcat and we'll leave him. Of course, he'd be out all night if he could, but I think it's too risky in this weather.
Well, the cat would.
No, me dad. When there's a good fire on, he just likes to curl up on the rug and wash himself.
Oh, your dad?
No, the cat. Mind you, he's getting on a bit now, so he never goes out much.
My granddad said it when he was younger, though. He was always out on the town.
Oh, yes, the cat.
No, your dad. And don't forget you've had two glasses of dandelion and burdock.
The front door is open. Is that Mr. Craythorpe?
Yes. What's he got on? Oh, it's his dressing gown. Hey, look at it. Bright blue with yellow dragons. For a minute, I thought we'd stopped at a Chinese restaurant. Come on, Alfie.
You're right. Get along, Mr. Craythorpe. We're here.
I was getting very worried. I thought something must have gone wrong.
Honourable Chinese gentleman, Mr. Claythorpe, not to worry. Jimmy let his first foot in, very jolly, copper lolly.
James, what are you talking about?
He's kidding about your dressing gown. He thought you looked like Fu Manchu.
When I'm alone in the evening, I always take off my jacket and slip into my dressing gown.
Hey, Mr. Claythorpe, you haven't been back in the house since 12 o'clock struck, have you?
No, I just come out this minute. I was getting desperate. It's nearly 12:30.
Well, we've had a bit of trouble with Mr. Whittle's dad and the tomcat. Mr. Whittle's dad stood on the saucer and spilt the cat's milk. So the cat jumped on the table and knocked his rum over. He was gritting his teeth and trying to lick it all up with his tongue.
The cat was?
No, his dad.
Don't
start that again.
Please, let us go in. It's very chilly out here.
Wait a minute. I've got to do it. You go in first. You'll have bad luck.
Very well, go ahead.
Right, we'll do it properly. First, I'll shut the door. Then I knock on the door, you let me in and hand over the half a crown.
I am here with you.
Oh, yes. Well, give me the key and I'll open it.
Oh, my goodness, the key. It's in my jacket pocket in the house.
Oh, no. Well, let's get in the window.
We can't. I've been round locking all the windows and the back door.
Well, you've had it then, unless you break a window.
Stop it. Just give us a break.
No. My sister's returning at 7 in the morning. She would go mad if we had a broken window.
Well, Mr. Greathorpe, you get your car out and go round to her house.
But the keys to my car and the garage are with the door key.
Oh, well, you better come on my motorbike. Jimmy, you can squeeze on the back, tell him.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not very keen on those bikes.
Don't be kicking, Daddy-O. Squat on the hot rod. While we go for the tongue.
What's that?
Yeah, he's trying to do the kooky talk. No, it means don't be scared, you see. Now, come on, Jimmy. You get on first, and then you all start to it, Mr. Craythorpe. Don't worry. I'll take it easy. I hope there's somebody with me. It's no use asking for a lift. I've got two in the back already.
How's it? It's a copper.
Just hold it there and switch off.
Hey, fancy wanting a lift. The policeman says, no, you can't carry more than one on you. Oh, dear. can you tell me the time, please?
Are you drunk?
No, Constable, he always looks like that.
I'm not talking to you, Sonny. Can I see your driving license, sir?
Oh, yes. Oh, no. Well, you can if you come round to our house.
Look, I don't want to be out on New Year's Eve, especially since I can see now that you haven't been drinking. Where have you been? To a fancy dress ball?
No, we're going round letting the first foot in some houses.
The bloke at the back looks as though he's just been let out of a house. A big house.
If you're referring to me, officer...
He's a Chinese mandarin. He was hitchhiking to Peking. Honourable Mr. Chow Ming.
You don't say.
Take no notice, officer. I was inadvertently locked out of my house. And I couldn't stay outside all night.
You're scared of the dark.
Exactly. No, I am not.
Surely not, Sonny. A Chinese mandarin scared of the dark.
Yes, Chow Ming, very frightened of bogeyman. That's why we call him Kicking Chow Ming.
All right, don't forget it this time. But I'm afraid you'll have to get off, sir.
Oh, very well. Alfred, come back to me as soon as possible. It's freezing now.
Yeah, right, I'll come back as soon as I drop Jim off at home.
Don't worry, Mr. Craythorpe. Keep moving about. And remember the old Chinese saying.
What?
Man who sits on load of ice gets cold feet all over the place.
Jimmy, never mind the Chinese jokes. Where's Mr. Craythorpe?
He's about 2 miles down the road. We were on our way back to Mrs. Eccles when he got off.
What's he doing there?
By now, he's probably doing an impersonation of an icicle.
Well, where's Austin? Didn't he bring you back?
He's half a mile down the road trying to fill his petrol tank from his lighter.
Oh, you've ruined everything.
Yeah, like that. I've walked half a mile home. If that dopey boyfriend of yours had any sense, he wouldn't have run out of petrol. Although if he had any sense, he wouldn't be your boyfriend.
What's going on, Sinclair? It's 1 o'clock. We haven't started yet.
Oh, it's right, Pete. We haven't put on those funny hats I bought, busted the balloons, or even sung Old Long Since.
Look, I told you we'd wait until we're all here. Alfie and Chris thought we're still out. Well, how long are they going to be?
With a bit of luck, they'll be delivered with the milk.
Don't you be so clever. This is all your fault, as usual. Mr. Higginbottom, do you carry any spare petrol in that taxi of yours?
Yes, a 2-gallon tin. Why?
Well, Theodore and Alfie are outside in this freezing cold. Could you take Jimmy and go and pick them up and bring them back here?
Oh, I'm fed up with this.
Well, did you get them all right?
No.
What do you mean?
I'm back again on my own.
You mean Alfie's still out there with his bike?
No, Alfin, the only needs a gallon of petrol. Mr. Higginbottom needs two new wheels.
Oh, what's happened this time?
We were going along when I saw this figure in white. I shouted, Mr. Higginbottom must have thought it was a ghost because he jammed his brakes on, skidded, and slid into the ditch.
Oh no.
Yes, his hand banged down on the flag, started his taximeter, and when I left him, he owed himself 37 and 6.
What was this figure you saw?
Mr. Claythorpe, covered in snow, trying to summon this. They're still at it now.
Well, do you think they'll be able to start the taxi?
Not until they finish the fight.
Well, that must be them now.
I'll see to it, Pat.
Poor Alfie. Out there, and it's snowing. Oh, Jimmy Clitheroe, you ought to be thrashed.
Alfie, come in, lad.
Oh, I'm rather stiff. Alfie, come in near the fire.
Yes, come along, Miss Elfson, and I'll get you a nice hot cup of tea.
Aye, and put a wee drop of whiskey in it.
Oh, you'll get me blessed year in again.
Alfie, what are you bending over like that for?
I've been pushing me, but I can't say no.
Do you see, Mr. Raythorpe?
Cut it out now, Jimmy. The poor lad's like a block of ice. Get a towel, Susan, to wipe the snow off his head.
Hey, Pete, I'm shocked sitting in that front room on my own. Oh, hello, Alfie. You got back all right. Is it snowing out, then?
If it isn't, he's got the worst case of dandruff you've ever seen.
Oh, that must be them at last. Harry, will you let them in?
Oh, of course, Pete. I can't wait to see poor old Theo. Alfie's bad enough. Oh, God.
Just a minute till I close the door.
What's that for?
Look, Grandad, you know how bad-tempered Mr. Higginbottom is when he's annoyed? Well, by now, he'll be like a mad bull.
I'm sure he will.
Well, I'm too young to die. The mad bull needs a matador. He'll use me for a doormat.
It'll serve you right if he gives you a good eye, then.
No, get back to the fridge, you.
Here's the tea, Alfie. This will warm you.
And I've got a nice dry towel. Bend your head, Dad.
Come in, ladies. I'm sure you'll be as welcome as the flowers in December.
Well, I didn't know whether to come or not, did I, Lavinia?
No, you didn't, Mrs. Billington. Well, we really came because we were rather worried since James didn't let the new year in for either of us.
No, and we didn't want you to think we were rude after you'd invited us to the party.
Party?
It was a surprise, Mum. In fact, I think it's a bit of a shock.
Go on, get it straight off. You know that stop bleeding now.
Leave me alone, you brute. I have the law on you.
Theodore, are you all right?
All right. I feel like a piece of frozen meat that's been put through the mincer. Covered in snow, my nose bleeding.
You don't look like frozen meat. You look like Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Ah, Clitheroe. There you are. I've been waiting to see you.
Yes, well, you'll have to wait, because we're all here now. So we can do it.
Do what?
Come on, everybody. All together. One, two. Should old acquaintance be forgot? Come on, then. I never brought you back. All together.
Dozens of the Clitheroe kid this week were Peter Sinclair's grandfather, Patricia Burke's mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Mr. Harry Whittle, Jenny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom. Also appearing were Rosalie Williams, Betty Alberg, and Brian Truman. The recording program, written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Came to the rescue with a crate of drinks and a few songs. Everybody joined in. He had to. The noise he was making was terrible. Anyway, it's been a good day today. Hope it has for you. And I hope 1962 will be full of good days. Ta-ra, and a very happy new year.
Thank you.
Henry Clitheroe is now appearing in Aladdin at the Empire Theatre, Newcastle upon Tyne.